Morning. Oh, boy, that's good and loud, isn't it? So glad to see everyone here this morning, and we trust that you came expecting and looking for a blessing this morning. Amen? Amen. Some of us have had a pretty rough week, and some of us have been going through some things, and some may be still going through some things. But I come to tell you this morning that we have a God of comfort, and He is willing to comfort you and to aid you in all that is happening with you. So all you need to do is turn your face toward Him, and He will take care of you. Amen? Amen. We want to welcome you this morning, and we trust that if we have any visitors this morning, if you would, I think there are some visitor cards in the back of the seat. Yeah, that is kind of loud. But can you hear me? But yeah, there's some visitors cards should be behind the seats there, and if you would, please fill those out. All right, and then you can, and also make sure you fill them out and where we can mark your attendance on them. Let's see. Our scripture this morning will come from the book of Romans. The book of Romans this morning, we will start reading at the 28th verse, and we'll read to the 31st. Listen for God's word. And we know that in all things God works for the good of those who love Him, who have been called according to His purpose. For those God foreknew, He also predestined to be conformed to the image of His Son, that He might be the firstborn among many brothers and sisters. And those He predestined, He also called. And those He called, He also justified. And those He justified, He also glorified. What then shall we say in response to these things? If God is for us, who can be against us? He who did not spare His own Son, but gave Him up for us all, how will He not also, along with Him, graciously give us all things? And I'll skip down to verse 37. No, in all these things we are more than conquerors, and through Him who loved us. For I am convinced that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor demons, neither the present nor the future, nor any powers, neither height nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thank you, God. Amen. I want you to be encouraged this morning. I want you to be encouraged. If you're going through some things, look to Jesus for your help and strength. Amen? Amen? He's there willing to help you. Let us pray. Oh, Lord, we thank You so much. Lord, the things that You've given us, the freedom that You've given us, we thank You for it, Lord. And we ask, Lord, that You would help those right now that are going through some things, that are burdened down, things, hearts may be troubled, family issues, money issues, You know what they are, Lord. We ask, Lord, that You would clear the air for them today. Give them peace and comfort as only You can, Jesus. And Lord, we ask that You would be with our service this morning. Help us to be focused only on You, Jesus, only on You. We give You all the praise and the glory. And we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Would you stand for our opening hymn? Stand up for Jesus.
Stand up for Jesus. Ye soldiers of the cross, lift high His royal banner. It must not suffer loss. From stand up for Jesus, the trumpet call obey, for to the mighty conflict in this is glorious victory. ye that are brave, now serve him against unnumbered foes. Let courage rise with things, and strength to strength oppose. Stand up for Jesus, stand in his strength alone. The arm of flesh will fail you, ye dare not trust your own. Put on the gospel armor, each piece put on with prayer. Where duty calls our danger, never wanting there.
Congregation, please be seated.
Good morning, brothers and sisters. The announcements that we have for this week, Tuesday, July 5th, the Women's Bible Study meets at 10 o'clock, and then at 11, the reunion group will meet, and both of them will be meeting in Building B. On Wednesday at 7 p.m., the Oasis will be meeting in the church lobby, and then we'll finish out the week on Saturday at 9 a.m., both the Romeos and the Juliets will be having breakfast at Sophia's. And our first announcement here for the birthdays and anniversaries, the first one is Kenneth and Gayla Lachlan. Their anniversary is on the 6th. And then the birthdays, Quentin Allen is on the 8th, Martha Rayborn on the 10th, along with David Whipple also on the 10th. So let us sing happy birthday to these folks. On the count of three, one, two, three.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, God bless you. Happy birthday to you and many more.
Does anybody else have an announcement?
Yes. Since we have been having trouble broadcasting the worship service at the later hours, we are posting them online on the church website, and there is a link on the homepage to that area. Also, the Vacation Bible School registration forms are available on the events page on the church website as well.
Thank you. Anybody else? Okay, thank you. On the 16th will be the ice cream social. Thank you.
Good morning, church family. Heavenly Father, thank you that you started a good work in me and my salvation and have promised to complete it at the day of Christ. Protect my heart and mind from any false teachings that have infiltrated Christendom today, and help me never to substitute slavery to the law for the freedom I have in Christ. Thank you that justification is by faith alone in Christ alone, and not by works of the law. I pray that I would hold fast to the truth of your word day by day, and study to show myself unto you. This I ask in Jesus' name. Amen.
As we prepare to give our tithes and offerings, please pray with me. Father God, you are the source, you are the giver. We come humbly asking that you forgive us for our impatience, for our greediness, and help us to be cheerful givers always. We return now but a small portion of the bounty that you've given to each of us. And we ask, Lord, that you use our tithes and offerings for your glory here on earth. In Christ's name, amen.
Blessed enough to do scripture readings twice a year, and I always end the year reading them, and I'm doing it for the month of July, so thank you, God, for, pardon me? Yeah, I really love it. This morning's readings are from Galatians 5, verses 1 through 15. Freedom in Christ. It is for freedom that Christ has set us free. Stand firm then and do not let yourselves be burdened again by a yoke of slavery. Mark my words. I, Paul, tell you that if you let yourselves be circumcised, Christ will be of no value to you at all. Again, I declare to every man who lets himself be circumcised, that he is obligated to obey the law, the whole law. You who are trying to be justified by the law have been alienated from Christ. You have fallen away from grace. For through the Spirit we eagerly wait by faith the righteousness for which we hope. For in Christ Jesus, neither circumcision nor uncircumcision has any value. The only thing that counts is faith expressing this to itself through love. Amen. You were running a good race. Who cut you and you off to keep you from obeying the truth? That kind of persuasion does not come from the one who calls you. A little yeast works through the whole batch of dough. I am confident in the Lord that you will take no other view. The one who is throwing you into confusion, whoever that may be, will have to pay the penalty. Brothers and sisters, if I am still preaching circumcision, why am I still being persecuted? In that case, the offense of the cross has been abolished. As for those agitators, I wish they would go the whole way and emasculate themselves. Amen. Life by the Spirit. You, my brothers and sisters, were called to be free, but do not use your freedom to indulge the flesh. Rather serve one another humbly in love, for the entire law is fulfilled in keeping this one command. Love your neighbor as yourself. If you bite and devour each other, watch out, or you will be destroyed by each other. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Church. Heavenly Father, thank you for the simple message of salvation that is your free gift of grace through faith alone and Christ alone as written in your precious word. Thank you that my salvation does not rest on what I have done, but on what he has done on my behalf. Keep me looking to Jesus alone. In his name I pray, amen.
Let us now prepare our hearts for the message that the Holy Spirit has given. Heavenly Father, we come together seeking, searching, looking for you, but yet we know you are there. You are with us. You hold us up in all that we do. We ask, Lord, that as Pastor Ted delivers the message that your Holy Spirit has given to him, you give him courage. You give him strength. Let his words be your words always. Help us to take your message into our hearts and to spread that word to a hurting world. These things we ask in the name of our Savior, Jesus the Christ. Amen.
Amen. Cheryl, could you run that clip for me, please, for us? Father, we thank you for this opportunity, Lord, to proclaim your word. And I ask right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that you would hide me behind the cross, that, Lord, that they would hear my stammering words, but, Lord, that your word would go forth in their hearts, and, Lord, that they would not see me, but they will see you. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Good morning. I just wanted to say this morning that I appreciate your prayers and praying for me while I work for the Justin Independent School District. But I got to tell you this, I'm so glad I don't have to worry about gyms anymore. I don't have to worry about locker rooms anymore. I don't have to worry about kids going in the wrong doors. Don't have to worry about the weight room. I don't have to worry about where they're going to put their trash in the cafeteria. But I will say this. I had a chance to talk to some of the kids. And you know what? We may think that these kids, teenagers or preteens or whatever, are bad. But you know what, folks? You know what I found? They are looking for the same thing that we are. They're looking for respect. If you treat them with kindness and with love, most of the time, they'll respond to you. Amen? Amen. Just some food for thought. This morning, our subject is about freedom. And of course, tomorrow is freedom, the birth of our nation, the 4th of July. But the freedom that I want to speak on this morning is the freedom that we have in Christ. Because I think for the Christian, that is the most important freedom that you can have. And this freedom did not come easy. There was no signing or anything like this. This freedom came by the shedding of the Lord's blood, by his death, his burial, and his resurrection. We have that freedom that we can live a free life, free from the bondage of sin. And as we look at these passages in Galatians, the 5th chapter there, you see the Apostle Paul has went in to the church at Galatia. He had preached Jesus to them. But those from Jerusalem and Judaizers that come in and decided to teach them to go back to the old way. And here Paul is telling them that you don't need to go back to the old way. You are free to live your life in Christ. Dear ones, this morning, you don't have to live your life in sin. You don't have to go back to the old ways, the old temptations, the things that haunt you and cause you problems. You have a freedom in Christ. And this freedom came by way of the Lord dying for us. Now, if you look at these verses, you see that there's a lot of things, a lot of important things, but I want to point out three specific things that Paul talks about here about freedom in the kingdom of God. First of all, he tells us to stand firm. He says to stand firm. And he goes on in Ephesians 6, 10 through 17, he talks about the armor of God and how we ought to be able to stand against the powers of the devil and to stand against the enemy, that against rulers, against the authorities. You know, we have a very real enemy in this world, if you hadn't already noticed. It's no fake. It's no joke. It's not a fantasy. He's real. He's an ancient enemy, and he is directly opposed to the cause of Christ and the church. But I come to tell you this morning, greater is he that is in you, that is Jesus, than he that is in the world. Amen? What you have in you, if you are a child of God, will enable you to go on and live your life for Christ. You say, we are free to stand firm in our faith and against the lies of the enemy who is constantly seeking to get us back into our former lives of darkness and death. Every now and then, I feel the temptations of the things that I used to do. And sometimes what I do, I have to get alone by myself and say, Lord, please help me. Get the Bible and read that and read God's word and get into his word. That'll help you to keep your focus. You see, if you take your focus off your circumstance and put your focus on Jesus, that'll help you stand firm a whole lot better. And the second point that I want to bring out is, do not be burdened again by the yoke of slavery. Lord, help me to stay right here and preach this, because I'm feeling the need to walk around, and I want to stay right here. Don't be burdened again by a yoke of slavery. In other words, don't go back to your old ways. You see, God released, when Jesus died for you, he released you from the bonds of freedom. How many of you have seen the movie, the TV series, The Chosen? Anybody? Anybody seen that? I didn't really like that at first, but it seems like the more I got into it, the more I like it. I would encourage you to see that movie one day and kind of, it'll kind of give you a little bit of an insight of what kind of went on back in those days. But anyway, don't be burdened again by the yoke of slavery. Don't go back to your own old ways. You know, as followers of Christ, we are called to experience a higher freedom. I am free from a life of sin and bondage, and I'm free to live my days in faithful response to the reality of the risen Christ. But first of all, before we can do this, we must learn to stand firm in Christ. Old things are going to come against you. It's not going to be easy. You're not going to, it's going to be hard, but we've got to stand. And when we stand, the Lord will see us and hear us, and he will help us. So remember to stand firm. And don't go back. Please don't go back. You see, we've experienced the freedom of Christ. We've been set free. We are now new creations, and we are citizens of a new kingdom. You see, so Paul is pleading with us here that don't go back. Resist temptation to go back into our former ways. You might consider this. Imagine with me for a moment a man that's been in jail for tax evasion or money laundering. And let's just say he's been there 10 years with no way to pay back his debt. And then suddenly somebody comes along and he pays it all off in full. One day you're in prison, the next day you're free. Can you even imagine if this man were to return willingly to the prison after experiencing freedom? Why in the world would we want to go back from something that God delivered us from? Why do we want to go back after he's already taken care of that? We are tempted to return to old habits, old relationships, and old patterns of thinking. In fact, the book of Proverbs describes this phenomenon called, it's like a dog that returns to his vomit, is a fool who repeats his folly. So sin is awful. Get away from it. Stay away from it and run from it. Do like Joseph did when Potiphar's wife came at him. He took off and ran. Run from it. Don't, you see, if you play in the devil's backyard, he'll want to run everything. Amen? The folks used to tell me a long time ago, Ted, if you let him ride, eventually he'll want to drive. So stay away from it. Stay in the things of the Lord. You see, our debt has been completely paid by Jesus. Like the prisoner in that particular story, we had a pile of debt that we couldn't pay. But Jesus stepped in and he paid our debt. So folks, don't go back. Now, also we are free to serve one another. And to me, dear ones, this is what Jesus is really, really calling us to do, is to serve one another. You see, we've heard it said that we're not saved by good works, but we're saved to do good works. And it says, if you think about the debt that Jesus paid on our behalf, we should be inspired to live a life worthy of the sacrifice. But unfortunately, sadly, many of us, we use that freedom to do selfish things and do whatever we want in his name. Christ has truly given us freedom, but he didn't give you freedom to sin and do whatever you wanted to do. Don't make that mistake. He gave you freedom to serve him and to serve others. And remember, look at this last verse. It really just kind of blows you away. It says, if you bite and devour each other, watch out or you will be destroyed by each other. So the question goes, what do you want? Do you want to love or do you want destruction? You know, we can be known here at Alamo as people of Christ by the way we love and the way we serve the Lord. And we can be known by those around us by the way that we treat each other here. You see, folks are always looking at the church. They want to see what we're doing. So today, as we reflect on this holiday, I want you to consider breaking from the rule of sin and bondage in your life. And I want you to consider the way of Jesus. Consider a life of eternal freedom. And do these three things, and remember this: stand firm. Do not be burdened again by a yoke of slavery. In other words, don't go back to your old ways. And serve one another in love. These are three main points that you can use today to help you experience the freedom that you have in Christ. Let us pray. Oh Lord, you have delivered us from sin and bondage. Help us today, right now, Lord, to walk in your light, to walk in your spirit, not in our own ways, but in your way. We ask, Lord, that you would take this scripture and you would place it deep in our hearts, in our memory, so that we'll always remember the freedom that we have in you. Bless them, Lord. And we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. As we prepare for communion this morning, I want to give the invitation this morning, David. This is a very sacred and a very special time for believers. It's not a time of judgment or a time of formality. This is a time of remembering what the Lord has done for you and for me. And one of the requirements that he asks is that everything, that your relationship is all right with the Lord. And the invitation goes out to right now. The altar is open for anyone whose heart is not in tune with the Lord. And when I say that, if you've got sin in your life, if you got something against your brother or sister, you need to get rid of it right now before you take communion. Amen? Amen. The altar is open at this time.
For communion this morning, we're trying to get back as normal as we can, and we have real bread this morning. Unfortunately, it's not quite as sweet as what we used to use, but we've got real bread. Those that wish, we will have the opportunity. Ted will break off a piece of bread. He will have gloves on. Hold out your hand so that it can be dropped into your hand. The juice and the cups, again, will be handed to you with gloved hands. Those that don't feel comfortable with that, Reuben will be here and will have the pre-filled cups and wafers. So if you prefer that, that's available also. So as the ushers direct you, please come.
Christ our Lord invites to his table all who love him, who earnestly repent of their sin and seek to live in peace with one another. Therefore, let us confess our sin before God and one another. Merciful God, we confess that we have not loved you with our whole heart. We have failed to be an obedient church. We have not done your will. We have broken your law. We have rebelled against your love. We have not loved our neighbors, and we have not heard the cry of the needy. Forgive us, we pray, and free us for joyful obedience. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, amen. At this time, all make your confession before the Lord in silence. Hear the good news. Christ died for us while we were yet sinners. That proves God's love toward us. In the name of Jesus Christ, you are forgiven. Glory to God. Amen.
The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is right and a good and joyful thing, always and everywhere, to give thanks to you, Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth. And so, with your people on earth and all the company of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn. Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Holy are you, and blessed is your Son, Jesus Christ. By the baptism of his suffering, death, and resurrection, you gave birth to your church, delivered us from slavery to sin and death, and made with us a new covenant. By water and the Spirit, on the night in which he gave himself up for us, he took bread, gave thanks to you, broke the bread, gave it to his disciples, and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." When the supper was over, he took the cup, gave thanks to you, gave it to his disciples, and said, "Drink from this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." And so, in remembrance of these, your mighty acts in Jesus Christ, we offer ourselves in praise and thanksgiving as a holy and living sacrifice, in union with Christ's offering for us, as we proclaim the mystery of faith. Christ has died, Christ is risen, Christ will come again.
On us gathered here and on these gifts of bread and wine, make them be for us the body and blood of Christ, that you may be for the world the body of Christ, redeemed by his blood. And by your Spirit, make us one with Christ, one with each other, and one in ministry to all the world, until Christ comes in final victory and we feast at his heavenly banquet. Through your Son, Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit in your holy church, all honor and glory is yours, Almighty Father, now and forever. And now, with the confidence of children of God, let us pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Give us our trespasses, as we forgive those trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Thank you.
continued prayers of hope and recovery for our homebound ministers, ministry. Esther Goins, Elizabeth Grazulis, Hector Martinez, Jim and Linda McMillan, Esther Berryman, and she's here with us today, which makes it a beautiful start to the month of July. Hello, Eileen. She has been homebound for quite a while, but she is here today, so hallelujah. She used to go see her all the time, and I apologize for not doing it, but it's beautiful to see you here today. Thanks be to God. Continue to say prayers for all of the people, the families, friends that have lost loved ones to gun violence and all the other horrible accidents. I don't know if the accidents are correct, but horrible crimes that have taken place around this country in the last couple of weeks. So just pray for them, but pray for our society, for America, and that God, they bring God back into their daily lives. Yes, sir.
The flowers are in
memory of the Uvalde, or? No. Oh, no, the immigrants, yes. Yeah, these flowers over here, Tom, Rose, they are in memory of the immigrants, and there's been almost 60 in the last week that have lost their lives because of the cruelty of mankind, greed. So continued prayers for the families of those victims, and we know that God has got them in his arms and they are safe and free, but continued prayers for their families. Continued prayers for the people of Ukraine, Russia, you know, America, and just around the world. We, you know, this world needs our prayers. You know, Lord, hear our prayers. Continued prayers of healing for Sandy Bundick's nephew, Matt, her grandson, Patrick, and her friend, Nakitha Thomas. And also prayers for Dixie Souter is asking prayers for her sister, Leona. You know, Lord, hear our prayers. Prayers of uplifting and keeping thoughts and prayers, but Bonnie and her family, for Homer with his health issues, and but he's here and he's taken over and leading our adult Sunday school, so thanks be to God for that, Homer. Prayers of uplifting and comfort and any help for Janice Walker? She had to put James Murphy in a nursing home, so you know, keep James Murphy in our thoughts and prayers. Continued prayers of healing for Barbara Whitney. Lance Shaw, he's still recovering with all of, with his leg and issues. For the Francis and Czech families, Selma and Sherry, their families, Lord, hear our prayers. For Elaine Bixler and for Jean, well, he's got a plate full, so just keep them in your thoughts and prayer. Give them a call. Give Jean and Elaine. I know I have, and so just let them know that for her recovery with her hip replacement. Prayers of healing for Roy Wood, for Vicki Bauman, Kathy Bedell. My sister Carolyn is asking for prayers. Lord, hear our prayers. Homer is asking prayers for his friend Patricia Acevedo, for her mom and stepdad for healing. Lord, hear our prayers. We praise God for his answer to all of our prayers. Praise for all those who answered God's call to serve others, and for our church, our family, and our friends. Amen. And now, as we leave here, go out, have fun celebrating 248 years of our history of our country and our independence. It's been taken for granted way too long, and we can see what's happened because of it. So keep America in your thoughts and prayers as you go out and cook hot dogs, hamburgers, whatever you do. I know that's what I'm going to be doing later today, so, but thanks be to God, and God bless each and every one of you.
Amen. Amen. Before we pray, I want to just say this, words of encouragement. The Lord knows what you're going through. He knows exactly what you're going through. And he wants you to know that you don't have to do it alone. You don't have to suffer alone. You don't have to cry alone. The Lord is there for you. And not only that, we are here for you as well. Amen?
Amen.
This body of Christ will stand with you in whatever that you're going through. Lord, we thank you so much for Jesus, our Savior, our great comforter. Lord, without him, we would have no hope. But with him, we have hope, Lord. And Lord, we ask that you would look into each heart this morning, each one with an issue, each one with a problem or situation or circumstance. Lord, we ask that you could touch, heal, and deliver as only you can, Lord. Give them the strength. Give them the patience, the courage to keep going, to keep moving, and not to be afraid. And to always remember that they can trust in you. Be with those, Lord, that are in the hospital this morning. Those that are at home recovering from illness. Those who are about to go under the surgeon's knife. We ask that you would strengthen them. Strengthen the surgeon. Give them the knowledge and wisdom they need to do things right. And now, Lord, as we leave this place, you're sending us out as sheep among wolves. We pray that you would empower us with your spirit, enable us to live with this freedom that you've given us. And we've asked this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Holy Spirit has given his word to each of us. And from Romans chapter 8, who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or sword? No. In all things we are more than conquerors through the one who loved us. We are sure that neither death nor life, nor angels nor principalities, nor things present nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. You have heard the word of God. Take his word to a hurting world. Amen.
Would you stand for our closing hymn, Lead On, O King Eternal.